and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Today I'd like to talk about the new creation. As Christians, it's something that God wants us to grasp, to understand that really nothing else matters unless we are new creations in Christ Jesus, unless we are living and walking in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. So it says in Galatians 6:15, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is the new creation. And what it simply is saying is, it doesn't matter how well I can sing. It doesn't matter how good of speech I have. It doesn't matter how good I think I am, or even how bad I think I am. What matters is whether or not we are new creations in Christ Jesus, whether or not His power is at work within our souls, within our lives. So this had me thinking for a moment that in the beginning, God created mankind, Adam and Eve. Creation itself is a miraculous thing to think about. When God creates new life, when children are born, when a child is created, it is a beautiful, wonderful, powerful thing. But God takes it a step further. There is something even more powerful than just creation of mankind. What is powerful is that the Bible says all of us have been born into sin. By nature, we are sinful people that all are unrighteous. Not one is found in this earth to be found pure without the Lord Jesus Christ. So what is the result of that? We have been dirtied by sin. Our minds have now reflected our rebellion against God. We have lived hostile lives. It's when we struggle just to do right. It's when we struggle to hear God and to walk with Him and to do His will. This is the result of sin. This is the result of our rebellion against God. But here goes something truly miraculous. Not only does God create life, but He takes a life that is deadened in sin. He has taken a life deadened in transgressions and our iniquities. And now He takes that dark, that empty life, and He recreates it into something new. We're no longer are we bound in our sin. No longer are we oppressed and under the consequences of our rebellion, but we have become new creations in Christ Jesus. We're now, maybe I couldn't love before, but by faith, I take the Lord Jesus to be love inside of me. Maybe I didn't live righteously, but today I take faith. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and His righteousness to be enough for me that it would begin to come out because He is living on the inside. And we can go on and on. I take Christ Jesus for me to be a husband, for me to be a brother because He is the perfect husband. He is the perfect brother. So by faith, I trust in Him that He is on the inside and that today I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. What wonderful hope we have in the Christian life. This is what it's all about. So are you a new creation today? Are you still living in the old? Is there a renewal of life that God must create within you? Is there something that is pulling you toward the word of truth that says, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, repent, and believe this day? That is the hope of the Christian life, that we would be new creations, those created in the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a miracle. What a wonderful work that God has done. As we come closer to the Easter season, to the resurrection season, where Christ laid down His life, not only to die for our sins, but He also resurrected, showing the power of the indestructible life to those who believe in Him. We also shall rise with Him, not just in heaven, but even now, out of the darkness and into His light. Praise God today that He calls us to be new creations in Christ Jesus.